The Osgood File, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops, safe for kids. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Some people are famous enough to go by one name, but she was so famous, she could go by one laugh. More after this from Charlie. Phyllis Diller died Monday at the age of 95. She never set out to be a comedian. She studied piano. But as she tells it, her husband couldn't get a job, and so off she went to the Purple Onion in San Francisco in 1955 to try comedy. She was good enough that a producer thought she'd make a funny contestant on Groucho Marx's You Bet Your Life.
I decided I should be analyzed, and I went to this analyst. He's helped me a great deal. In fact, I am so much better now that I get to sit up.
That's what passed for sexual innuendo in the 50s. But soon, she was earning a living, and unlike today's woman, who has it all, her career clearly had a tragic effect on her skills as a housewife.
I do dinner in three phases: serve the food, clear the table, bury the dead.
There were other women doing comedy in the 50s and 60s, but Phyllis Diller was the first to do stand-up, with most of her ammo aimed directly at herself.
I was actually the world's ugliest baby. When I was born, the doctor slapped everybody.
She wasn't joking about that. After her various plastic surgeries, she admitted she missed her old face.
My old face helped. You know, I had this hook nose, crooked teeth, but it put me ahead because can you picture Liz Taylor delivering a joke? No.
No, indeed. She did a few dramatic roles.
You always die way before you think you should.
You're not going to die, Mom.
But she will always be remembered for her electrocuted hair, the cigarette holder, the quick wit, and of course, that laugh.
You're going to learn everything you need to know from the audience. When they laugh, you're a winner.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.